Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Begin with the Irish Sun this morning, which has just one word on the front page: monster. This is about George Gibney, former Irish national swimming coach George Gibney, convicted of sexually abusing four girls over 50 years ago. Other papers leading with that story as well. The Irish Daily Mirror: predator at the pool, pedo swim coach jailed, is the headline. And then the Irish Examiner: Gibney guilty of historic abuse of girls. More than 50 years after his crimes, George Gibney has finally been convicted of sexually abusing four girls who are under his care. A reminder, of course, that he fled to America to escape justice, but was found guilty of 39 counts of indecent assault and one count of attempted rape. The jury acquitted him of one count of indecently assaulting one of the complainants on a date between 1976 and 1977. And just watching the news last night, such a long, drawn-out saga to get to that result yesterday. But as I say, it dominates a lot of the front pages this morning. The Irish Daily Star: machete murder probe, Gardaí fear, a machete was used in a brutal, prolonged attack that claimed the life of a beloved family man. Anthony Anto Long was found with horrific injuries in Mulhuddart in Dublin 15 on Friday morning. And yesterday, Mr. Long's niece spoke of the family's heartbreak as they condemned his vicious killing. On to other news. There's good news for farmers today on two fronts in the papers. One, it seems like they're rolling in it, or certainly a lot more money than they usually have, because the average farm income jumped by 49% last year. We're told it was a good year for farming. Average farm income went from €36,000 all the way up to €54,000. And then we're also told on the front of the Irish Independent that farmers could be getting holidays. So farmers could be in line for subsidised holiday cover and sick leave. And the measures are aimed at providing replacement labour for everything from sickness and bereavement to training courses and annual leave. This is all in the next CAP, the EU's Common Agricultural Policy. We have a draft plan out, and in the plan, it shows that they're looking at a new subsidy to help farmers take a holiday. And it comes as figures show dairy farmers take 19 days off a year, including weekends. So they certainly work hard, and now they'll be able to get holidays if, obviously, this new draft plan for CAP is brought into force. The Irish Times on the front page has more on the wildfires. Naomi O'Leary is in Paris writing that Irish travellers have been forced to flee holidays with nothing but the clothes on their back as wildfires fuelled by heat tear through southern Europe. So we have wildfires in France, Spain, Portugal and Greece. 10,000 people have been evacuated from an area near Perpignan as a blaze threatened villages close to France's border with Spain. As we were going to the airport, we could see the fires burning near Perpignan, said Orla Darcy, whose belongings were burned in a wildfire that destroyed the campsite where she had been staying. What an horrific holiday. We could see the smoke. We were wondering if the flight would leave. The children were worried about their safety. Lovely picture on the front of the Irish Times of Roberto Pico Lopez arriving back at Dublin Airport, met by his wife Leah, baby Diego and a group of Shamrock Rovers fans. That's the main photo on the front of the Irish Times. The World Cup is the main story for the Irish Daily Mail today. Bend it like Trump. And this is the fury over red card foul play. World soccer was in crisis last night after FIFA reversed the suspension of the US star Balogun after a call from Donald Trump. Critics warned the integrity of the beautiful game was at stake. Now, some would argue the integrity of the game has been at stake for quite some time under the control of FIFA, but they would obviously deny that. But the US president did admit that he asked the FIFA boss Gianni Infantino to review the decision to send off striker Balogun in the World Cup. I even saw Sepp Blatter tweeting yesterday criticising it. It didn't matter anyway, because Balogun didn't score last night or overnight, and the USA are now out of the World Cup. So all of this fury, all of this drama for nothing because America are out of the World Cup anyway. Frightening story inside the Irish Independent about a dog. And a dog rescue shelter has described as deplorable the discovery of burnt remains of a dog in a field in Ballymun in North Dublin. The remains were found in the Shangan area of Ballymun last week. And the National Society for the Protection of Cruelty to Animals has confirmed the incident yesterday, calling it one of the most distressing cases it has dealt with. And it seems like, and there's a warning with this story, obviously, it seems like there was some disturbing detail about how a stick or a pole was found lodged inside the dog's body, with the charity describing it as a particularly gruesome finding. The implication being there that it was some sort of barbecue or something like that. Really bizarre, but there is an investigation now into it, and obviously no animal should suffer like this, clearly. Inside the Mail, if you're worried that you reach your peak in your mid-20s, well, the good news is scientists have found humans don't reach their highest levels of psychological functioning until the ages of 55 to 60. So we shouldn't write off older people at all, because your brain's best age is from 55 to 60. This is because decades of accumulated knowledge, emotional maturity and life experience outweigh the decline in raw mental speed. So middle age, very good for your brain. That's when your brain is working its best. Staying with brains in the eye, we have the news that inspiration can strike anywhere, but many people say they get their best ideas when they're in the shower. This is a new survey looking at those light bulb moments in life, and the shower is the number one place where people have their best ideas. That's followed by when they're out for a walk, then when they're falling asleep. We need to write it down now if you're falling asleep, because you might forget about it the next day. Also in the car, when they're cooking, when they're gardening, when they're washing dishes, on a train, or during exercises. They're the most unexpected places for inspired thinking. And final story comes from the Sun. Back to the weather. You may be tempted to put on a bikini, but there's a warning in the Sun. Vogue Williams has told her she was kicked out of a Spanish supermarket this week for walking around in a bikini. And the Sun reminds us of some of the other rules. For example, if you're going to Sardinia, you're not allowed to use a beach towel because it traps some of the sand particles. So you might be taking away a bit of the beach with you, so you can't bring a towel there. Also, you can't put up any umbrellas on beaches in Sardinia. You can't smoke or vape on beaches on Barcelona's coastline. And I never knew this. You can't build a sandcastle in Tenerife. If you do, you could get a €1,500 fine.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.